Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting second, the third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting third, the left fielder, Bill Lamar. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting sixth, the catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Jim Poole. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Slim Harris. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Slim Harris. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second, the right fielder, Pat McNulty. Batting third, the center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth, the first baseman, George Burns. Batting sixth, the second baseman, Chick Fuchter. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Freddie Spurgeon. Batting eighth, the catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jake Miller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jake Miller. And now, play ball. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a pop-up towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter misplays the ball. That's an error on Fuchter. Lamar moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Lamar scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards second. Dykes picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Dykes. Jameson moves to second. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty bunts towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. Jameson moves to third. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Speaker reaches second base with a double. Jameson scores. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Speaker scores. It's 2-1, Indians. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran bunts towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchster fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway takes first base on ball four. Poole moves to second. Slim Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Simmons. Myatt reaches second base with a double. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jameson takes first base on ball four. Pat McNulty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNulty is 0-for-0 in the game. McNulty hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Harris. Myatt scores. Jameson goes all the way around to score. McNulty moves to second. It's 4-1, Indians. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Speaker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Speaker reaches second base with a double. McNulty scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5. And the Athletics won. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 0-for-1 in the game. Lamar hits a line drive towards short. Sewell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Indians will come to bat. Stan Baumgartner now pitching. Cy Perkins now catching. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chick Fuchster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burns. The throw from Perkins and he is out, Dykes applying the tag. One out. Chick Fuchster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchster is 0-for-1 in the game. Fuchster hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fuchster. The throw from Perkins and he is out, Galloway applying the tag. Two outs. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 0-for-1 in the game. Spurgeon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Myatt hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a line drive into right field. McNulty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 0-for-1 in the game. Poole hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Miller moves to second. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Galloway hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller scores. There goes Poole trying to get to third. Speaker throws the ball into Spurgeon, who tags Poole for the out. It's 5-2, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jake Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Baumgartner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jameson strikes out. Two outs. Cliff Lee pinch hits for Pat McNulty. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a line drive into center field. Simmons picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Simmons. Lee moves to second. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee scores. Speaker moves to third. It's 6-2, Indians. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Speaker scores. Sewell moves to third. It's 7-2, Indians. Rube Wahlberg now pitching. Chick Feuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Cliff Lee now playing right field. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Lee. Wahlberg reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wahlberg scores. It's 7-3, Indians. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Speaker. Hale reaches second base with a double. Dykes goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Indians. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 0-for-2 in the game. Lamar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Feuchter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hale moves to third. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hale tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-5, Indians. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Perkins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Chick Feuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feuchter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Feuchter takes first base on ball 4. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spurgeon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Feuchter moves to second. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Myatt bunts towards the mound. Wahlberg fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Feuchter moves to third. Spurgeon moves to second. George Uhel pinch hits for Jake Miller. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Galloway. Feuchter scores. Spurgeon scores. Myatt moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 9-5, Indians. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jameson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Myatt scores. Uhel moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 10-5, Indians. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lee hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Simmons who is chasing the ball. Lee reaches third base with a triple. Uhel scores. Jameson goes all the way around to score. It's 12-5, Indians. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Speaker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Poole settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Poole scoops it up and throws to first, with Wahlberg covering, for the out. Lee scores. Two outs. It's 13-5, Indians. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. George Uhel now pitching. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Poole hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. he's got one RBI. Galloway hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wahlberg hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Speaker. Wahlberg reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Athletics 5. The Indians will come to bat. Art Stokes now pitching. Max Bishop now playing second base. Chick Fuchter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuchter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fuchter is called out on strikes. One out. Freddie Spurgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spurgeon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Spurgeon hits a fly ball into left field. Lamar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Myatt bunts on two strikes. And it's a foul ball, for strike 3. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lee. Hale reaches second base with a double. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 0-for-3 in the game. Lamar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hale moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Spurgeon juggles the ball. That's an error on Spurgeon. Hale scores. Lamar moves to second. It's 13-6, Indians. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuchter fields it and throws to second for the out. Lamar moves to third. One out. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Perkins hits a fly ball into right field. Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lamar tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 13-7, Indians. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Poole hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Miller moves to second. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Galloway hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Galloway reaches second base with a double. Miller scores. Poole moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 13-8, Indians. Frank Welch pinch hits for Art Stokes. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Poole scores. Galloway moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 13-9, Indians. Joe Schott now pitching. Charlie Berry pinch hits for Max Bishop. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Berry reaches second base with a double. Galloway scores. Welch goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 13-11, Indians. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Athletics 11. The Indians will come to bat. Doc Gautreau now playing second base. Eddie Rommel now pitching. Joe Schott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schott hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lamar. Schott reaches second base with a double. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Jameson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gautreau reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Lee takes first base on ball 4. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Speaker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 13, and Philadelphia Athletics, 11. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.